So we'll discuss a little Birkas Kohanim. We just celebrated Shavuos. You probably had some Kohanim at your minyan. And Hamel doesn't seem to be a shortage of Kohanim. More of the Levite sect in Hamilton. And plus it's, as well, this week's Parsha, Parshas Naso, deals with the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. So there's clearly a mitzvah in our Torah of Birkas Kohanim that we learn out, Kol Sivarchu, that we know there's a pasuk in the Chumash telling the Kohanim to bless the Jewish people. It's a whole discussion in the Rishonim whether the mitzvah is also on us. Because it takes two to tango. If you're going to give a bracha, you need someone on the receiving end. So that's a whole Yerayim. A separate discussion on the realm of that. It says, because if you go up with the Kohanim, so maybe you're mevatel your mitzvah because you're not getting blessed on the other end. So either way, there's a mitzvah. There clearly was a mitzvah in our Torah of Birkas Kohanim. As the pasuk says, Aaron blessed the people. So the question is, what about Bizman Hazeh? Does the mitzvah, well, do we have the mitzvah at all, but do we have a mitzvah in our Torah, mitzvah midrabanan? So there's an interesting shita of Rav Yaakov Emden, who claims that today the mitzvah is only rabbinical in nature. Why would it only be rabbinical in nature? Because since the pasuk says Aaron blessed the people in conjunction with the karbanos, so therefore we don't have karbanos today. So therefore, Birkas Kohanim falls down to the stature of Drabbanan, kind of like those who hold Tzviras Omer is no longer biblical today because we don't have the Karban Omer. So that's what but that's a minority view. We assume Lahalacha Birkas Kohanim retains its biblical character. So what do we do with the Taina Rav Yaakov Emden? So Rav Soloveitchik, others, the simple pshat is that the Gemara tells us in Brachas Tchavav Amabez, Tfila Keneged Karbanos. Tfila corresponds to Karbanos. And it's not just a nice drasha, but we take that lahalacha that Bizman Hazeh that we don't have Karbanos. So Avram, Yitzchak, there always was Tfila when you had Karbanos also, but it was secondary. Today the Ikar Avod is through Tfila. When do we do Birkas Kohanim? First of all, we do it in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Like, what are we doing Birkas? We don't shake luv in the middle of Shemona Esrei. We don't eat matzah in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Well, people might eat other things, but not usually matzah. So what's the story? So, because specifically, we put it in the bracha of the Ritzeh, that we pray that the Avodah should come back and we should have the Beis HaMikdash again. So we passed in Tefillah Keneged Karbano, so we do it in Vesecha Zayin and Aneinu B'Shuvcha in order to reflect that. So we assume, L'Halacha, that Birkas Kohanim retains its biblical character. So when is the mitzvah? So we have, so the Stipler writes, based on the Rambam, anytime the Torah gives us a mitzvah and doesn't limit the mitzvah, tell us how many times, where, and what? What is the working assumption? Once a day, every day. That's the assumption. And that is what happens in Eretz Yisrael. They do it at least once a day, every day. They do Birkas Kohanim. And in fact, in many Svardi synagogues in Chutz La'aretz, they also do Birkas Kohanim daily. But the minig in Chutz La'aretz is that we do not do it. The Rama writes, the minig in Chutz La'aretz is that we do not do it. The question is, what do you mean the minig is not to? Very good. The minig here is not to wear tefillin. It's not a minig. A person might not wear tefillin, but tefillin, you have a biblical obligation. What do you mean the minig's not to do it? I'm not in the mood. So the Rama writes, we're not besimcha in Chutz La'aretz. We're only besimcha in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, we can't do Birkas Kohanim here. Only on Yantiv. When When on Shabbos, it's just like it's a day, it's transitory, it's just one day. We still have we still have our mind on what meeting we have the next day. And Yom Tov, even though in Eretz Yisrael, Shavuos is one day, but in Chutz Laaretz it's 2 days, and Yom Tov takes on a whole, you know, whole different feel, so we could focus on the Simcha. So we do Birkas Kohanim on Yom Tov. So the question is, why don't we do Birkas Kohanim in Chutz Laaretz? You can't say, well, I'm not Simcha, so when I put on my tefillin, and not Simcha, you know, when I'm davening, so maybe I won't daven. I mean, it's good, we should try to be Simcha, but the fact you're not Simcha, we don't have a right to, like, say we're not going to do the mitzvah anymore. Like, what's the pshat? So before we say what the pshat is, the Vilna Gaon was very bothered by this custom. He says, why in the world aren't we doing Birkas Kohanim in Chutz Laaretz? And he says, you know what, I have no idea why. And therefore, tomorrow, he made a klav, or he said next week, whatever it was, we're going to start Birkas Kohanim here. And the night before they were about to start, there was a incident with the Hasidim. Some guy, made up something to the government, and they took the Vilna Gaon and put him in jail. And at the end of the day, and they even have some Maisa with him in jail. I guess it was jail where they let you visit. You know, he was able to give shiur. Like, that was common practice, or in different, like the Maharam Rurenberg was taken to jail as a ransom, but it wasn't like, but he was put in a palace and there were guards, and they let his students come and visit him. So they talk about how he asked the guards, it was cold, that they could turn on the heat, different halachas we learn now. But one of the things they say, Amaisa with the Vilna Gaon, he said he needs his Timmy now, he needs his coffee. He only had 2 hours of sleep a night, maybe a half an hour. So they said, but Rebbe, we're in jail. There is no Timmy's. He says, don't worry, I'll tell you how to get out. So he gave them directions how they could get out of jail and come back in. So either way, so the question is, so, and then at the end of the day, they let him free. So you would think, you would think when he would come out of jail, it was a whole made up thing, he would institute it the next day. Instead, he said, I'll take this as a simim in Hashamayim. It's not clear to me why not, but God's telling me not to do it, so I won't. And then of all people, I guess he learned the lesson, or he didn't learn the lesson, depending how you view it. Rav Chaim Volozhin, who is the Talmud Muvak of the Vilna Gaon. Again, Talmidim weren't like it was today, like you sit in a person's shiur like that. They didn't really have shiurim. They say, at first I thought it was a joke. It said like Rav Chaim Volozhin used to go visit him like once or twice a year. So I'm thinking, he went for an hour or two, and that's it. And then I read in some sefer, he spent like weeks or months there. He just said, that's a whole different story. So whatever the pshat is, he was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. So he was in Vilna. He said, you know what? I can't come up with a good reason. I know my Rebbe tried it. I'll make sure the Hasidim don't put me in jail. And he said, tomorrow morning, Birkas Kohanim. And that night, a fire broke out in Vilna, which the worst fire ever in the history of Vilna. And then Rav Chaim Volozhin took it as a simon and Hashamayim. You know what? I don't get it either, but like, for some reason, God doesn't want us to do Birkas Kohanim in Chutz Laaretz, so I guess I'll have to settle not to do it. So even the Vilna Gaon and Rav Chaim Volozhin couldn't figure out why you don't do it. So different suggestions are given. I'll give you a couple of weaker ones, and then I'll give you the one that makes the most, at least to me, and I'll give you the one that makes the most sense to me. So a couple of them they say, and I'll explain why I think they're weaker, but because the Beis Yosef quotes a minhag, there was always a custom before the Kohanim went to do Birkas Kohanim, I guess before Yom Tov that morning, they used to go to the mikvah. And just to be, Betahara, etc. So, I guess in Europe they lived in cold places and made Hamilton look warm. And I guess that was before they had the heated mikvahs. And therefore, since the Kohanim stopped going to the mikvah, so they stopped doing Birkas Kohanim. So it's a, when I say it's difficult and weak is because there is no halacha that you have to go to the mikvah before Birkas Kohanim. That's just a nice minig. So if you have a mitzvah in our Torah to do Birkas Kohanim and you can't do a minig, then you, okay, so go, do Birkas Kohanim without the mikvah. So that's why it's a difficult reason. Another reason brought down by some is that we know there's a whole discussion about Kohanim Bizman Azeh. Are they really Kohanim? Meaning, do we have like documented proof? Do we have to do avoda in the Beis Hamikdash? You have to be a Kohen Miyuchas. You have to be a proven Kohen, either with the document or I guess people giving witness. They knew your father, grandfather, great grandfather, etc. So Bizman Hazeh, we don't have Kohanim Yod. That was the whole story with the Rappaport. They claim, everyone likes claiming they are Kohanim Yuchas, but what do they claim? Because the Vilna Gaon, when it came to Pidyon HaBen, his minig was, since he didn't know who was a Kohen, meaning he wasn't sure 100% who was a Kohen, he knew who claimed to be a Kohen, so he used to go to do Pidyon HaBen with, you know, 10, I'm making up the number, 10 different Kohanim. You know, wherever he found, he just did it, I assume without the bracha, l'chumra, you know, just to make sure. And he probably did a matana amanas l'hagzir. He took his money back, and that was it. And then, so the story has it, the Rappaport's claim, he was the last Kohen, the villain to go and stop that. So they claim, see, if he finally found the Kohen miyuchas, so he stopped. Others claim it was coincidental, like he wasn't going to go, you know, up into what point is he going to keep on doing it? So we don't have Kohanim Miyuchas today. So the Shaila is, what are the status of our Kohanim? So we generally assume that Kohanim Chazaka, we go with Chazaka. I mean, we give aliyahs, they get up and make brachas. So, you know, so therefore we generally assume Kohanim Chazaka are real Kohanim based on. However, there's a minority opinion which we don't follow that, you know, maybe the suffix, so therefore, I mean, they still wouldn't be able to go to a base of kfaros, but what do they do with, I guess, in terms of Kriyas HaTorah, well, you can really give a non-Kohen an Aliyah as well. But either way, so they want to claim that since they're only Kohani Chazaka today, so in Eretz Yisrael where they continued the minig, they never stopped, so we don't want to stop the minig, but in Chutz La'aretz, where we stop doing it to restart it, so perhaps, again, it's difficult because they make the bracha on Pidyon HaBen, they do Birkas Kohanim, they get the first Aliyah, so it's difficult to say that we really take, you know, a halacha, we don't really follow. Others want to say that since Birkas Kohanim is like directly linked to the Beis HaMikdash. And even though, and therefore, since we have Churban HaBayis, Churban HaMikdash, so we didn't want to really continue anymore. Others want to point out that there was a minhag of people, Am Shabbosados, that really the best thing is you should be in shul and get the bracha directly. But the people, again, they do Birkas Kohanim during the week, every day, so people were at work. So the Am Shabbosados, the Amaratzim, so they had in mind, they wanted to make a bracha on everybody. You know, so therefore they even had the bracha going on the people in the field. So Rav Sternbuch, who used to live in Eretz Yisrael, but when he came to visit Chutz La'aretz, I think they say, he told the Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael to have me in mind. I'll be like the Am Shabbosados when I come to Chutz La'aretz. I guess what you could do is go find some Sephardi minion who says Birkas Kohanim, and then tell them to have us in mind. If, you know, I'm not saying in Hamilton there's no. I guess when because the Sephardi minion only does it on they only meet on Yontif, it doesn't help us. And right. I'm not sure actually even if they did, I'm not even sure if they did Birkas Kohanim. It'd be interesting if when they, I don't know if Elul, if they had their own minion. Did they actually do Birkas Kohanim? I mean, they should have. as we'll see. So the bottom line is, so why don't we do? What's the pshat in the Ramah? It doesn't make any sense. You mean because we're not shorim b'simcha? I'm not in the state of joy, and Birkos Kohanim requires simcha? Like, okay, l'chadchila requires simcha. Yantav requires simcha. I shouldn't have a sudas. I can't have a simchas yantav mia because I'm not b'simcha? No. So you rise above your situation and you make the best of it. Why don't we say that here by Birkos Kohanim? So the halacha is as follows. Is because to be chayav in Birkos Kohanim, it's not automatic. It until you call the Kohanim up, Kohanim, so then there is no mitzvah. There's a mitzvah on paper, like you should call them up, but until you actually call up Kohanim, there is no mitzvah chiyuvis to do Birkas Kohanim. And that doesn't make a difference. If you're an Ashkenaz Kohen in a Svardi shul, well, let's say some guy, I say they call up in Addis tomorrow, Kohanim, you got to come up. It doesn't make a difference what shul you're in. Like, if you're called up, then you have a chiyuv to come up. You know, then it becomes a mitzvah chiyuvis. You have to come up. So what the Ramah is saying like this is, since in Chutz La'aretz, we're not shorei b'simcha, we're really not doing it properly. So what can we do? If we have to do it, we have to do it. So therefore, the minhag developed, we don't call up Kohanim during the week and except on Yantif. But Ein Achinami, if someone was called up, then of course you'd have to go up. So that's a pshat in the Ramah, because we're not Shori B'Simcha and Tov Lev Hu Mevarach. You should only give a bracha when you're B'Simcha. And since you really can't give a good bracha, so the Minhag Ashkenaz has developed, we don't call you up and put you in a situation where you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah properly. But if the mitzvah is there, if you call up Kohanim, then it doesn't make a difference. That's what the Pshat in the Ramah is. We don't call up to avoid the chiyuv. The assumption was the obligation is automatic. What we're saying Pshat in the Ramah is that the obligation doesn't kick in. You have a mitzvah on the books, but until you call up Kohanim, there is no mitzvah. And that's the pshat in the Ramah. So to summarize, we have a whole, we'd assume Birkas Kohanim is deraisa today against Rav Yaakov Emden, who, even though we don't have karbanos, but tefillah keneged karbanos, or you could say like the Rambam, in theory you can bring karbanos today. Whatever the pshat is, we assume it's a deraisa, and hence in Eretz Yisrael they do it daily. Why don't we, it's not a mitzvah satruyas ba'aretz, it's not like Shemitah and Yovel, why don't we do it here? So they came up different suggestions, maybe because they stopped going to mikveh. It was cold, but that's difficult. Mikveh is a minig. Birkas Kohanim Zechiyah, maybe Kohanim Chazaka, but we assume we accept Kohanim for everything else, so it's difficult to say we don't accept him for that. In fact, there was one place in Chutz La'aretz for a short time, the Rebbe of the Chasim Sofer, Rav Nassim Adler, not the chief rabbi in England, Rav Nassim Adler, who was in Hungary, you know, the Rebbe of the Chasim Sofer, he did reinstitute it. And there was no fires broke out, no jail time. I guess it did last for a long time. And even his Talmud Muvak, the Chasim Sofer, he did not continue the practice. He followed his Rebbe, but even he, I guess, didn't feel comfortable, whatever the reason was. And therefore, probably the best reason why we don't do it, the pshat in the Ramah is, we have no right not to do a mitzvah because we're not shorei b'simcha, but the Ramah is saying is, since the chi of a Birkas Kohanim is only when you get called up, so since we can't do the mitzvah properly, why put oneself in a situation where you can't do the mitzvah properly? So we save it for Yantif, when we're shorei b'simcha, then we have our Birkas Kohanim.